Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kufiyu Beis Chulin 112. On today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing salt and also kutach, which is a dairy dip, which it has some salt in it, but also it's dairy. And so the Gemara first starts with an incident with Rav Dimi that Rav Dimi came and asked the question from Rav Nachman. He says, "Ma'u anuche kada de milcha gabe kada de kamcha." He says, "Can you place a jug of salt next to a jug of kamcha, which he says is kutach, which is this dairy dip? Do we have to be concerned?" The basic question is, do we have to be concerned that maybe some of this kutach, this dairy dip, will fall into the salt and without his knowledge, and then the person will come and take the salt and basically salt a piece of meat with it. So are we allowed to place the two jugs next to each other? So Rav Nachman responded to Rav Dimi, "No, it's prohibited. Also, we have to be concerned." So then Rav Dimi asked the question, "What about vinegar? How am I? Are we allowed to place the vinegar next to the kutach? Do we have to be concerned that maybe some of the kutach will fall in the vinegar, and then you mix the vinegar with the meat and you have the problem?" So Rav Nachman said, "Yeah, that would be permitted. Amrei Shari." So the Gemara asks, "What's the difference?" Rav Dimi says, why can you place the vinegar and you're not concerned about salting the meat with the vinegar, which has dairy in it, but you're concerned about salting the meat with the salt that was next to the kutach? What's the difference?" So Rav Nachman gave a response, which he does in several places throughout Shas. He says, and this is a little bit of a pun here, because he says, "When you measure out for me a kor, which is a measurement of salt, then I'll tell you the answer to this question." And Rav Nachman immediately, however, answered. He said, "My time, what's the reasoning?" And going back to the question, why does he say when you measure out a core of salt? Because some of the commentaries explain that salt was considered to be a measure of intelligence. And so therefore he's saying, when you measure out the salt, you'll be smart enough to answer this question. So what's the reason for the distinction? He explains, that if the salt falls from the kutach into the salt, then that kutach will remain its distinctiveness inside the salt. And therefore, when you then mix it with the meat, it's like you're putting the kutach into the meat. And so therefore, the isura be'enei, the prohibition, will still be found there, or be distinct. However, but with respect to the vinegar, the kutach will be absorbed in the vinegar. Leisa isur b'ene, it won't be there explicitly, and so therefore it will be nullified when it's mixed with the vinegar, and won't be a factor when it's mixed in with the meat. So now the Gemara talks about a pigeon. This pigeon, ahu bar guzla, this pigeon that fell into a kada de kamcha, it fell into a jug of this kutach. This pigeon actually figures very prominently in Yoredei in discussing all the laws of meat and milk and kashrus. This is one of the most famous pigeons in all of halachic literature. Ahu bar guzla. So this pigeon fell into this pitcher of kamcha, and we know. So the circumstance here is that the pitcher was salty and was dairy, and the meat that fell in was cold, and it wasn't cooked or roasted. And so the Gemara wants to know, what's the story with this pigeon that fell in? Do we have to say that, since we have established earlier in our Talmud that when you salt something, it has the equivalence of like you cooked it? So therefore, meliach karoseach. So therefore, maybe under these circumstances, when the pigeon falls into the dairy kutach, that since the kutach has salt in it, that we're going to say the whole pigeon is prohibited. So they brought this case to Rav Chinna Bar de Rava, and he from the place called Pashronya, and he allowed it. Sharya, he said it's permitted. So Rava responded, "Man chacham u'mishrei ki haygavna." Wow, he says, Rav Chinna Bar de Rava is so smart. You have to be so smart to allow it. What's the reasoning? Because he understood, that when Shmuel said this teaching, that meliach is like roseach, that when you salt it, it's like you cooked it. That's only where when you salt it so much, you can't eat it via its salting. And the commentaries discuss where possibly you salted it to such a degree that like you normally salt it to preserve something. So that's one approach. Or else you salt it so much that you have to remove the salt before cooking it. So that's when we say salting is like cooking. But this dairy dish, the salt there is not going to be considered like it's cooking, because that salt is of the nature that's just to enhance the flavor of the taste of the kutach. So it's not of the level that we're saying that it's like it's cooking. And so therefore, if the bar guzla, in this case, the pigeon that fell into that kutach, all you have to do is take it out and rinse it, and therefore it's not a problem. And the Gemara says, but however, when do we say that all you have to do is take it out and rinse it? That's only in this circumstance, hani mili chai, only in this case where it is uncooked, of al tzli. But if this bar guzla had been roasted, then by klipa, then before you could eat it, you would need to remove, you peel back the outer layer of it, because we're going to have to say that some of the milk would have, because it was cooked, some of the milk would have been absorbed in the outer layer. V'ispe pile, and if this pigeon that was cooked had cracks in it, then we would say kule aser, that the entire pigeon is prohibited. And klipa itself is not even sufficient, because as a result of the cracks, the taste of the kutach would go throughout the pigeon. And so too, imetavo betavlin, that if it would have some spices on it, kule aser, the whole thing would be prohibited, because we would say as a result of the spices on the pigeon, the taste of the kutach went throughout the entire pigeon. And so therefore we have to be very careful. So let's say, for example, a person has a piece of chicken that was in their refrigerator, and there was milk on a shelf above, and some of the milk dripped down onto the chicken. So you might think, oh, it's cold, we could just wash it off. But no, if that chicken was cooked and it had was some spices on it, then according to this Gemara, that chicken is entirely prohibited, because we're going to say that the taste of the milk went throughout the entire chicken, and so therefore the taste would be prohibited under those circumstances.